I sort of had a story mulling around in my mind for several years that I wanted to do that involved basically an evil magician and his eccentric house, and, you know, what if some innocent girl happened to, you know, wander into his world or into his house, and, you know, what kinds of strange things could happen there. There's nothing out there like this. This is really true horror.
I really liked the character because she's very strong and a real fighter. It takes a lot of imagination because I had to really put myself in the world, because there's nothing around me but blue screen.
It's extremely technical. It's imaginative and improv combined. You don't have, you know, the sets. You know, we have a lot of instances where we're in the middle of a scene and someone will say, wait a minute, your hand is in the living room. I go from being the all-American good husband to a really wild, crazy person.
Everything that's part of Phantasmagoria has been new from the ground up. We've used video before. We had some limited video capabilities previously. It was used in simple low-resolution techniques you saw in the early Police Quest series games. But for Phantasmagoria, we've installed a entirely brand new facility to upgrade the capability of our in-house video production to meet the qualities we need to, with a higher resolution computer displays, and really the look and the style that Roberto wanted to accomplish. Phantasmagoria is going to open the market to a much broader audience of game players, because we're now starting to deliver an audiovisual experience that's much closer to what the average consumer can relate to. In terms of our ability with the SCI system to integrate full motion video sequences with player control, with animated characters over top of high resolution backgrounds, provide that seamless integration, we really are also delivering a level of gameplay that goes way beyond most of the other, quote, interactive movie type games that are out there. But, you know, Roberta is the ultimate game designer. She wouldn't have it any other way.
People that have the technical know-how, they can go design and create whatever effects we want, the animation, the creatures, whatever we're doing. It's a lot more involvement from the background of the pictures, the blue screen, and the special lighting and the special setup that you have to do. It's a lot more technical and a lot more involved.